Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes. And water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
Soy dudes. We got the hockey dudes in the new studio, per usual. But we got kicked out of our studio booth. We got put into the annex booth. We're
in the annex. We're at the comm center. We're at the comm building.
Yeah, we're at the comm building. We're in the aux gym. My wife did not like. She did not like us setting up in the living room.
It was like us having to walk down to the comm building at Woben.
Basically, we'll go. Yeah, that was Woben was a true commitment on how bad you want it. Will you come to this side of campus?
Yeah, will you walk across the Alum Creek in the middle of winter with a 20-mile-an-hour headwind across your face?
And the answer was always, nope, I'll drive.
Yes. Or we'll try again tomorrow.
Try again tomorrow. But we got some news. The news is simply this. The news is... things are happening.
A lot of things are happening
that you guys can't even believe. A lot of things are happening that you guys...
and they're all going to happen tomorrow. Every single one of them is going to happen tomorrow.
You're talking about the draft. I was talking about podcast news. I was talking about potential dealers that are lining up, trying to snag the hockey dudes, trying to take us up. This isn't new news to you, Tom, though. Things have always been happening. Yeah. I've always been telling you, I'm a huge things are happening guy without things actually happening. So
I'll
I apologize
be,
for
I'll
that.
I'll just be in the middle of like running around trying to build 12 houses and get it like a 12 book text from you, and I would just be like, I got to read this later.
Yeah, and it's usually me explaining everything that I'm being told, just being completely translated to Tom.
It's honestly like sometimes you just turn on the voice like button and just like record whatever someone's saying to you and then just click send.
Yep, basically is what I'm doing. I'm just translating it, and it's pretty much, it's old news, but it's the newest. It's like new news. The new news is the old news is what we're trying to say here. But yes, things are happening in the draft. The Jackets got two big time first round picks tomorrow, 6 and 12. And Montreal's picking first. Draft's at 7. I don't know. I mean, the NHL draft is one of those things. I don't pay the most attention to it. Not like the other leagues, but
yeah.
I'm going to follow it.
Well, I mean, if we're being honest, the NFL draft is really the only draft we actually get on the couch and watch at least the first day of.
Right.
On your TV.
Yeah, the NFL draft is appointment viewing. The NHL draft is appointment following, obviously.
Yeah.
Got to see who we're getting.
It was a huge appointment following last year.
It was, because we were trading. We were in the middle of trading, and we had three first-round picks.
Yeah. Well, and like even before, because we had just traded Seth Jones for some picks.
Yeah.
And then day two, after Cam Atkinson just signed every Blue Jacket sweater, on night one of the draft got traded.
We did pretty good too in the draft last year.
Yeah.
When you look at it.
Yeah.
Sillinger.
Cole Sillinger.
Kent Johnson. I'm excited to see what Yarmo can cook up. He's just that guy.
He is as addicted to trades as I am.
And he's going to make a trade.
Oh, there's going to be at least one trade.
I think that's why it's like the NHL draft isn't appointment watching for me, because I know there's a 50% chance we make a trade before then. Because if you look at anything, look like Sportsnet, one of the biggest Canadian like hockey sites that people go to for hockey news.
ESPN for Canada,
they tweeted out a link to a story about, are the Blue Jackets going to move their two first round picks? And it's a picture of Yarmo sitting there. I mean, you know that guy
is cooking.
He's cooking, and he's calling everybody.
Or are people calling him? I think he's not calling people. He's in the catbird seat. He's got the picks. People are calling him about his picks.
Yeah. But that's the thing, is like I'm looking at this draft, and this is where there's going to be two moments where it's going to be like, hand up, bad hockey fan for me today. The other one is going to be, when I admit I haven't watched the Avs Red Wings ESPN series yet.
I've really wanted to watch it, but I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, that's going to be a must watch at some point. I've been watching some other things, obviously. I mean, I'm going through.
It's only an E60, so it's not a 30 for 30, right. So it's not as big of a commitment.
I'll probably watch it like right
before the NHL season.
Before
starts.
The season, once football gets going and it's time to get pumped up for the season. Right now, I am just pumped up to see the new guys that we're going to be, like, because the chances are we're going to draft these guys and one of them will probably be in the lineup right away, right, at this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because if we get a center, we obviously need center help. And then I feel like, I mean, I don't know if you wanted to go into it right away. One of the big deals people are talking about is Jacob Chychrun. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah. Yeah, Chychrun, Jacob Chychrun from Arizona.
Defenseman from Arizona. We need a little D-man help too. So if that's essentially a first-round pick right there.
And what I'm hearing is there's like offensive defensemen in the draft too. There's a couple Russian kids.
It's so much harder to keep track of hockey prospects because, one, there's 1,000 leagues they come from. Two, they're only like 16 years old, maybe. And three, I don't really watch the 1,000 leagues they come from.
But this is where you get excited because, like, no, Jarmo can just swing for the fence.
Yeah,
like,
I'm just saying, in comparative speaking to the NFL, we watch college football every Saturday.
Do you think TSN's getting ready, by the way? Do you think, who was it? Was it Bob McKenzie that absolutely folded when Jarmo drafted Igor Chinnikov like 2 years ago?
Like,
or was it Elliot Friedman? Remember, like, they drafted Igor and they were just like, we got to be honest. We don't have anything on this
guy. Was that Igor?
Yes, because we drafted him 18th overall.
I do remember us. Yeah, I couldn't remember who it was. I do remember, and like the entire TSN draft boardroom just kind of had a blank stare on their face because they're like, we have no freaking idea who this man is.
And that's honestly small of them. And it turned out right away, okay, that kid's pretty good. Because he won, like, Rookie of the Month, like, multiple times in the KHL that first year. But it was just so funny in the moment. TSN was just scrambling at the desk, like, we didn't see this one coming.
Someone,
and they're, like, laughing on live television.
Someone look up how to pronounce his name.
Yeah, we don't even know how to pronounce his name. It was Chynikov for a while. I think it can always be Chynikov at this point.
Do we want to associate him with China?
I think that's better than associating him with Russia right now.
They're pretty much the same.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. Maybe just call him Kov.
What's up, Kov?
What about Yeegs?
Yeegs? Yeeg? What's up, Yeeg?
This Yeeg.
Or? What's up, Or?
Yeegor. But yeah, I think TSN's probably just scrambling this year, making sure they got every person that's draft eligible just a book on them because they don't know what's going on.
And I mean, they're making it sound like half the league is going to make a trade either tonight or tomorrow night, so whoever's running the social media accounts has got the thumbs moving.
They're ready. Yeah, this is where social media people actually get paid. The guy that I was talking about, this NHL mock draft done by Sportsnet has us drafting Marco Kasper. He's a center from the SHL, so Swedish guy. That's the thing. That's why Jarmo is such a wild card, because he loves drafting Euros.
He loves
drafting Euros.
From any league that is not in North America.
He just loves the Euros. Then at the 12th slot, they got us drafting Pavel Minchikov. He's a defenseman.
Not from North America.
No, but he did play in the OHL.
Originally not from North America.
Originally not. Well, I mean, I assume it doesn't say where he hails from. It just says his name is Pavel Minchikov.
I'm gonna make a safe bet he's not.
You don't think he's the son of a Minchikov that like played 12 seasons for the Dallas Stars and you didn't even know about it?
Yes, I'm gonna make
that crazy
bet.
You just never know when they're going to sneak up on you. So, yeah, I'm excited. I am excited for the draft. I just needed to sit here and talk about it a little bit, remind myself that Jarmo is that dude. He will shoot for the stars.
Like, his vacation ended 2 months ago.
He's great at taking his vacations.
and then posting on social media.
And you always look at it like, that's a great time to take a vacation because I don't need a trade right now.
No, he plans it to a T.
And then right when you see, we always need a trade. We're always like in the middle of summer. I need something as a Blue Jackets fan. I need a trade.
Yarmo just...
He will make a trade.
Yarmo...
He did make a trade. We got that Olivier guy.
Oh, from Nashville.
Yeah.
Right? Is that the one? Yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
He fought Pat Maroon. That's his only YouTube clip. Is him fighting Pat Maroon.
Did you just look him up and that's all that came up?
Yeah, but you like it, right? Like to see a guy fighting.
Went up to the big dog, too.
Yeah.
Pat Maroon's no slouch.
No, he fought
Big rig.
I love it.
Big rig.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've said for a long time this team needs a little bit more
toughness,
a little more nails.
Just a guy that you know would be willing to drop the gloves whenever you need him to. Boone's got a lot of grit, but you never see him fight.
Boone's gotten a promotion.
Yeah, he can't be throwing the gloves around.
Boone has earned his promotion. He is
he is now Corporal Tap Tippin.
Yeah, he's corporate. Boone is definitely corporate now at this point, and we just need a little bit more guys to kind of run the steel for us, if you will, or run the merch.
A little fourth line grit.
Yeah, just a little. I'm gonna do something dirty on the ice for the boys.
Yeah, I might just take my stick and break it over someone's neck.
You know, I just might.
Yeah,
I'll take 2 minutes for it.
Yeah.
That's got to be a great feeling, right? Like when you step on the ice and they're like, "Go do something horrendous.
Go absolutely try to murder someone."
Like I can't imagine what that feels
we
like.
We will pay for your fine
because you don't even have to think about offense. You just have to go out there. And just do something dirty real quick.
Yeah, absolutely try to take someone's head off, and knowing the team will most likely reimburse you for it, it's not even coming out of your paycheck.
I want this guy to have more PIMs than points.
Absolutely.
Like, I want him to have more PIMs than points.
I remember we were at the game. This was, like, a while ago. Like, Jared Bowl, like, made his return on, like, his retirement tour, and they put up his graphic, and it was, like, 1,400 PIMs to like 150 points.
That's my career goal for Matthew Olivier is break the PIM record for the Blue Jackets. If you do that, then that fourth rounder that we gave up, worth it.
I need 150 PIMs a season.
I need you to fight in at least 2 of the 4 rivalry games.
I need you to fight every third game.
Oh, that's a heavy ask. It's a heavy ask.
Hey. You live in the shoes that you tie.
No, that would be amazing. He would be Ty. He'd be Ty Domi if he fought
frick.
Once every 3 games.
Yeah, yeah, you would.
All right, so that's I need another beer real quick, so I'm going to take a quick pause, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the Stanley Cup final. And, are the Avs a dynasty? All right, first ESPN playoffs are over. They're done in a way. First TNT playoffs. It's officially all wrapped up. The Avs have won the Stanley Cup. They are the champions of the 2021-2022 season. They were the favorites going into the year. They played probably the favorite coming out of the East. I mean, they were the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. We were waiting for this matchup to happen for years.
It happened.
It happened. We've seen it with our eyeballs.
We predicted it going into the playoffs. They weren't our teams, but we said that was going to happen. We just didn't want to pick the obvious teams.
And we picked some great teams that both got to the finals,
to the conference finals.
You had the Rangers,
and I
had the Oilers.
So it's not like we were far off.
No,
we pretty much nailed it.
We predicted the Stanley Cup final.
We pretty much nailed it, and we predicted the conference finals.
Yeah, and I still.
And I didn't make one dime off that.
No, I didn't. So that's why we're.
That's
why we're grittying on your guys' graves as hard as we can right now. That's right. This is why you play the game. You see the game differently when you play it. And the way I view hockey is completely different now that I've served time in the battle as a beer leaguer.
Yeah. We've definitely served some time. Yeah, I guess we've served some time.
We just know what it takes to take a team. Well, we don't know what it takes to take a team to the championship, but we know what it takes to
beat the number one seed in the playoffs.
We know how many years / sessions you have to put in before you're ready to go deep. And Connor McDavid did prove, I think, he was ready to go deep. And he went deep.
Yeah, and now that they're going back to the Royal Blues, now I could put them in top 7 Stanley Cup favorites.
It might be candy ass.
Yeah, the Royal Blues.
It might be immediately at start.
No.
You don't think so?
I've been saying since they went to the Dark Blues that was a bad idea.
I like the Royal Blues. I think on multiple podcasts before this one, I've talked about how those need to be the home ones.
Yeah.
But like when you finally get that deep run with the kind of meaner, tougher-looking jersey,
They didn't even wear them this year. They wore their alternates this year.
You could have just destroyed my point by saying that the Avs went candy ass.
I mean, they did.
And they won the cup.
And they did win the cup.
So I think actually we just worked through that. You were right to begin with. I just had to throw some darts at you, but you deflected them.
Every time I play Chell and I am playing the Oilers, I exclusively put them in the Royal Blues.
It's just the better looking jersey.
It's so much better.
It's the better. I mean, they won 4 cups in the five. Five? Four.
They had the
four
great,
or five.
They had the greatest player of all time in that jersey.
Yeah, just stick to what works. Yeah. Don't overthink it.
But if they bring back the oil drops.
As the third. I just want the oil drops as a third.
Photo you sent me. That photo looked way better than the other one.
Well, because
ones.
They threw
the orange
into
yeah,
it. Yeah,
it looked so much better.
Instead of the silver. The orange does look pretty nice. Yeah, bring back the oil drops. That can be your tough jersey.
Well, they're bringing back reverse retros this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Another rendition
are
of
we
the
just
reverse
doing,
retros.
We're just bringing out the red ones, aren't we?
We
we're
really
just bringing
can't
out the
do
red ones.
That much more of a different retro because we've only really had 2 jerseys.
I would have liked to seen the Jackets do something with the Chill, though.
Well, maybe they will this year.
Maybe. I don't think so. I think the Jackets, like, let's be honest.
I don't think they will either.
Let's be honest.
That is way too cool for them to do.
The Jackets are totally pulling the red ones out of the supply closet.
Yeah.
That have just like,
and slapping Stinger's face right on that.
They're like, oh, we got to do this again? Well, good thing we didn't throw them out. See? That's why I told you not to throw them out.
What if they did like something different with the Cannon jersey?
I'd like to see the Cannon jersey become the home. I'd like to see an away Cannon jersey.
Yes.
A road Cannon jersey. And then I think...
What if they did that? A white Cannon jersey is a reverse retro.
I'd be lining up at the blue line with $250 in cash. I'd be right there. I'd be the first one there.
Take my money.
Yeah, I'd be throwing it at him.
Take my money.
Sir, we're giving them out for free right now.
And then Lucy gets one.
I'd give Lucy one. What's Lucy doing? She's just checking
out. She's staring at the wind.
She's checking out. So congrats to the Avs again. I wanted to get back to the Avs real quickly.
Congrats to Loudon Stroop.
We know he was going to... It was a minus 350 bet that Loudon Stroop, sometimes we call him Slopes. He's kind of our guy who has the foot to the ground.
Our hockey correspondent in Denver, Colorado.
He's our hockey correspondent in Denver, Colorado. He texts us Blue Jackets updates. We actually live off his updates and takes.
Yes.
And he's living in Denver now. But it was a minus 250, minus 350 bet that he was going to instantly latch on to the Colorado Avalanche. I mean...
It's his Wiese team.
And
now he lives in the Wiese.
And see, this is why I go back and I just say, this is why for the longest time I hated the Tampa Bay Lightning. I hated them. I hate people talking about Eastern dynasties. I don't want everybody to get to have a dynasty, okay? We lived through the Penguins dynasty. We lived through the Red Wings dynasty before that. I didn't want to have to live through another long-term dynasty, okay? And now we've lived through 3, and all 3 of those teams have knocked us out.
I mean, now there might be another dynasty.
But it's in the Wiese. I don't care about the
Wiese. Oh, you don't care about a Wiese dynasty?
No.
Okay.
I don't care about a Wiese dynasty. It's like,
what if that Wiest dynasty beats us in the finals?
I'd rather a Wiest dynasty than an East dynasty. Let me just, can I just clarify that?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm rooting for dynasties. It's that there were two dynasties playing in the Stanley Cup final, and I just wanted to see the Padawan win. Like, I just wanted to see the guys that have been training for it get a dub and knock off these douchebag Tampa Bay Lightning team that has everything. Like, you live in Tampa Bay, Florida. You have a beach. You have a soup. You have boats. You have boats.
They got so many boats.
You don't need boats. You don't need ships.
They got jet skis.
You got boats and jet skis. You don't need ships. And they won two back-to-back ships. One of them.
God knows how many golf courses.
They have so many golf courses. They have hurricanes, I think, right? Probably not as bad because they live on the Gulf.
Yeah, but, I mean, we got tornadoes.
We got tornadoes. We live in Tornado Alley.
Suck on that.
Yeah. So, you don't...
I don't think we technically live in Tornado Alley.
No. We're outside of it.
Yeah.
We actually live in a really pretty good spot. Like, we live...
For natural disasters.
Like, we live close enough to the Appalachian Mountains, but far enough from the coast where we're like, oh, this is a pretty good place to bunker down.
We don't get any natural disasters, but we get all four seasons, which some people don't like.
Some people don't like, but...
I love it.
It's every day's a roller coaster.
Pretty much.
People don't talk about that.
Ohio, you never know what you're going to get. The Midwest, you never know what you're going
to
get.
You don't think the Midwest would be able to supply an environment that makes you feel like you're living life on the edge every day? Wait till you experience all four seasons in Columbus, Ohio.
In 1 week.
In one day.
It could happen in one day. It could be October 15th. You could wake up, it's 32 degrees. By noon, it's 67. By 4, it's 80. And then by 8 p.m., it's 32 again.
I had to talk about this because Bar Down on Instagram saw Sidney Crosby partying with the Avs. And Bar Down commented on it, you know, because all these mainstream accounts that are verified, that are trying to be, you know, trying to get in touch with the young people and post videos like this. Could have been SportsCenter could have posted something like this. I'm not putting that past them. But they said, looks like Sid is holding his bargain with Nathan MacKinnon, ensuing that Sid said, if you win a Stanley Cup, I'll come
and get housed.
I'll get housed with you. Or, yeah, that's probably all he meant. But Nathan MacKinnon took that the completely wrong way. And he commented and said, haven't seen Sid since I won. Also, are you guys TMZ now? Painful.
Took it very serious. Took that. You'd think he's an angry. MacKinnon looks like an angry drunk. That looks like an angry drunk tweet.
He took it so hard. He took it so hard.
He looks like he's got the personality of a very angry drunk. And I bet you he was banged up at the time.
That was just some bad little brother syndrome that came out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
That was some bad little brother
He's
syndrome.
Like, stop talking about Sid in the same sentence as me. Big media outlet just get dunked on.
And that's exactly what happened. All right. We're going to talk about Russians next.
Oh.
We'll be back in a second. All right, we're back. Took a quick break. Had the... really gather our thoughts before we dive into this or open this can of worms, but it's relevant because it's affecting some of the major players in the league. I think we'd consider Kapril Kaprizov one of the more important players in the league.
A lot of highlights out of him, and he's pretty much all the Minnesota Wild have going for him right now since they just lost Fiala. That's all they really got.
And apparently he was going to get detained in Russia. I don't know if he was in Russia or Russia was calling him back. But this is just not a good look for Russia. Like them, I hate to laugh because it's obviously a very very serious situation going on over in the Ukraine. Like we're talking about a war, like an actual war between some very... countries that are usually pretty chill. I mean, I know Russia's never been
Let's
chill.
Let's just move on from that last statement. Let's just get to the hockey portion of it. How about that?
The hockey portion is Kirill Kaprizov is being asked to serve his country, and Kaprizov is saying no.
Yeah. probably because he's getting paid a lot of money to just play hockey here.
He's never going to be allowed back, though.
Here?
To Russia.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand.
It's a sad, story.
Yeah, I never understand the whole Russian, like, that kind of thing with the you got to come serve your country or something like that. I think I read, like, he had, like, a fake ID card or something. I don't know. Really weird situation. I mean, what can they do if he just stays here?
They can't. They're not going to come get him.
Yeah.
They're not going to come get him. It's just one of those things where you just wake up and realize, man, that country is really doing that. Like, that just kind of sucks because now the guy can't go back to his home country. And this is where another side of it, too. This is where I say a guy like Alexander Ovechkin, he obviously must have a ton of family over there and still has a heart for a lot of the people in his home country. You can't really blame him for being quiet whenever they ask him about the hard things about what his country is doing. You know what I mean?
'Cause he's you can't blame him at all. Like, we have a lot more freedom here, so that's why you see a lot of players here say a lot more things. You don't know what could happen over there, and that's why he's staying more quiet. And I think you just got to respect his opinion, and what he wants is just to stay quiet to keep his family safe and probably himself safe.
And his willingness to not share his opinion in a way, just not share his opinion, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe make a stance. And
everyone's entitled to their own opinion. His opinion is just, I don't want to express my opinion.
And him deciding to not come out against his government, you should respect that just as much as people should respect Kirill Kaprizov saying, I'm not going home. I'm not going to serve my country. You know? I mean, obviously, that's a great – that maybe is a good public viewing for him because they're like, oh, yeah, he's not going back to Russia. You love to see it. I'm just saying that situation for him sucks.
Sucks a lot.
It sucks a lot. But also, Russia sucks. That's all I'm gonna end with. That's all I wanted to get out of this segment.
I'm just going to wrap up this segment by saying I don't think that was one of our best segments.
It's probably one of our worst segments. We'll come back. Obi-Wan finished up. Dude, what a show. I mean, what a show. I've already watched it twice. I've already watched the full season twice. and we'll talk about
it. It wouldn't be that hard to do.
We'll talk about the rest of it next.
No hot mics here.
Oh, actually, only hot mics here.
Scalding hot mics.
Scalding hot mics.
For the scalding hot takes.
Clean guys.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a hot mic if you're clean.
Yeah. I am as clean as a whistle.
Clean as a whistle. Yeah, Obi-Wan, I think that series was clean. I think that's
so clean. Honestly, as clean of a series as you can get in my eyes for just the pure nostalgia factor.
Nostalgia.
And just being overall great.
And a good introduction to some new characters.
Yes.
I thought Third Sister was a great character. Great Reva, I believe.
Yeah. I honestly think they should have just left her dead.
I thought so too. I thought that too, but I just watched it last night, and let me just say the spoilers. You've had a long time, so.
I mean, it's been like a month. Yeah, That's on you.
Spoilers. I'll put one at the beginning. But could she have survived a saber blade through her chest?
For the second time.
I guess maybe. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's like getting stabbed if you don't hit the right organs.
I just think, you know, the whole, like, Vader knowing the whole time who she was, I think that would have, like, really just arced his character a little more.
But the Force is a wild thing, my dude. Maybe the Force.
It is a wild thing, my dude.
Maybe the Force healed her back up.
And then, like, just her. I don't know. It just felt like then her going to chase Luke just all kind of felt like just a reason to get Obi-Wan back on Tatooine.
Right, because he could have gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
But he was going to go back to Tatooine.
At some point in time, he was going to go back.
So I don't look at it like that. I didn't think about that.
I guess, I mean, it's only a TV show. It wasn't a movie, so they really needed to make it a quick turnaround to get him back.
It could also be said that the Force healed her. I'm gonna live by that. I mean, Mandalorian had Force healing going on. I don't know. I mean, she's a Sith.
Freaking Indiana Jones has, like, Force healing.
Surviving a, like, Qui-Gon was awake for a solid 10 minutes after he got stabbed.
But he's gone.
He was in the dirt. But I'm just saying.
But now.
You just never know.
Now he's a ghost.
He's a ghost. Going
back to ghost talk.
He's a ghost. Maybe Reva was a ghost. A vivid ghost. No chance. I'm sorry. But I think that moment was big.
Luke Skywalker was a vivid ghost.
Do you know why it was a big moment? Because it was what she had, the exact same character arc as Anakin had. Tough upbringing. No wonder.
Tough
upbringing.
Yeah. You got stabbed.
You got stabbed.
Watched all your friends get murdered.
You watched all your friends take a pretty bad L. Huge and then L. You had that same opportunity to become that person in a lawless world, and you chose to do what was right.
Yeah. I mean, if Obi-Wan wasn't there.
Obi-Wan.
If Obi-Wan wasn't there, Luke is dead.
No. No, he's not. How would
Obi-Wan,
he be dead?
Obi-Wan talked her out of it.
No, she carried him back.
Yeah, but
she decided not to do it on her own.
But if Obi-Wan wasn't there on the I'm saying the original, like, I don't know what planet it was when he got captured by her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He talked her out of doing those things.
Right, because what that's really all she wanted to do was kill Vader the whole time.
Yeah.
She just needed the right moment, and she got the right moment probably a little earlier than she thought she was going to get it in her lifetime.
Obi-Wan, you can make the case, Obi-Wan almost killed her.
Smooth talker, Obi-Wan.
Yeah, almost killed her by saying this is the time to go for Vader.
Yeah, Obi-Wan was like, this is a pretty good chance to get this.
Like, we can do it together, yeah. And then he just bounced.
Yeah, yeah, he did dip.
Dipped hard.
Like, he was like, he'll be so focused on me, you'll get him. And she chose the wrong time to try to stab him.
He was pissed.
Yeah, and he was sitting there thinking for a minute.
Yeah.
Needed to stab him while he was forcing the ship.
He waited too long.
And the way that he rips open that ship was just, I mean, that was just
I mean, pulled down a whole ship from the sky.
It was good. It was good stuff. It was great stuff. And then the last battle, seeing Obi-Wan get his powers back and just see him
Just throw rocks
around.
Not even
around.
Rocks, boulders.
Just like, it was worth it. Like, he was a rusty guy, okay? The rust was on him the whole show. And did that suck a little bit? Maybe to you, but not to me. I mean, I get it. Like, he's a rusty guy.
But
he knocked the rust off at the end.
He knocked the rust off huge in the end. But I wasn't even bothered by the rust because in episode 3, we got to see, like, the true Force of Vader,
right,
which was cool.
You right,
didn't want to see them both just go right at it in episode 3.
And well, Vader's been practicing.
You wanted to save that for the final,
right?
For the finale,
it would have just been so not good writing for Obi-Wan to have his powers like immediately. You know,
he's
like
seen
obviously.
Too much.
He's seen too much. He's too timid when it comes to the Force.
He just got done.
Does he even believe at this point?
He just got done cutting open a fish on a desert planet.
He doesn't believe anymore. Qui-Gon's not showing up. Where's Qui-Gon at? Yoda said at the end of episode 3, Qui-Gon's going to meet you.
He did.
Where was he at? Yeah, he couldn't find him. He didn't believe anymore.
Big of Liam Neeson to say, I'm not in it. And convince everybody that he wasn't in it.
And then he was in it for like 2 seconds.
More than what I thought.
That's all you really want to see Force Ghost for. Yeah. Like, Force Ghost, it's a privilege to get to be a Force Ghost. And you don't waste any screen time.
Yeah.
And it's a ghost. You're a ghost.
Yeah, because the biggest Force Ghost moment was Luke. in episode 8.
Luke, yeah.
Fighting an entire
that was a huge – he mastered being a Force ghost.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, Force ghost. Those – you remember the Force ghost. I mean, like, even – the OG guy that played Anakin at the in episode 6. Do you remember seeing
the old fart.
The old fart.
Yeah, before they switched it.
We switched it back to young Anakin.
The Hayden Christensen.
I prefer the Hayden Christensen because that's kind of before he turned bad, you know.
Yeah, cuz we wouldn't know what Anakin would look like at that age.
Right. That was a good edit by them. Yeah. I didn't need to see old bag of farts in the Force ghost. Because
you would have never have known. Yeah. He got burned up.
Right.
He got chewed up.
I guess that's him, yeah. It is nice to see him old, though. Like, okay, that is him when he died. He died a good guy.
No, I don't want to see an old fart.
It's not nice to be like, oh, he died a good guy, and he, like, came back. Like, yeah, did a lot of bad things happen in his life, but now he looks good. He looks cleaned up with all the grayness on him and stuff.
And then it just made me think about Vader's quotes in that final battle. I mean, that, like, final scene where they're talking when his helmet got chewed up.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Unbelievable.
The blue to, like, light to the red lightsaber.
Yep. First time we've seen that. Honestly, that was Obi-Wan's probably his biggest dub in battle. Yeah. I think the Darth Maul dub was big for him. Obviously, that's
how it was a big bounce back dub.
It was a good way for him to start his career. It was a good way to kick off his career. But he took a lot of saber L's. He took an L to Count Dooku in episodes 2 and 3.
Yeah, 3 he got knocked out in both by Dooku.
Yeah. So for him to get two back-to-back dubs over his apprentice was nice.
He did lose the one in the middle.
Well, that wasn't even a battle. He wasn't ready for that. That was uncalled for.
He brought out the saber.
He did have it out. He did bring it out. What's going on? Mrs. H is... What are we doing? There's a man on the roof. Oh, wow.
He's just blowing leaves.
Yeah, he's just blowing leaves.
Welcome to fall.
What are you doing? Are you going somewhere? Okay, all right. You getting ranch? Well... They should send out emails about this. You're right. Should I go talk to him?
No.
Okay.
They should send out emails when Anakin's going to kill a bunch of younglings. No.
I think Yoda would have appreciated the email.
I think a couple people would have appreciated that notice.
Yoda and Mace, they would have really liked to have gotten an email. And Obi-Wan probably would have liked to have been CC'd on that one.
Yeah, seems to CC me on that.
Hey, guys, going to the temple today.
I'm going
to
slaughter everybody.
Going to do some business.
Going to slaughter every youngling.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just really liked the imagery of, like, when he's talking with the blue lightsaber is, like, the last real moment you get of Anakin. And then the, like, red lightsaber takes over his face, and then you're like, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, he had another chance, right?
You're like, he's gone.
That was another moment where you were like, if you could just go through the screen and just, like, Vade, just retire right now,
man. Then,
just retire.
Because that's when right after that, Obi-Wan says goodbye, Darth. He doesn't even acknowledge him as Anakin anymore. It's just, he's like...
Spooky.
He's like, see you, dude.
Spooky.
You suck.
Yeah. Spooky show. Good show. Clean landing.
I don't think it can be said enough. Just bringing back Ewan McGregor.
He had multiple slots in the credits for his name. He was probably a really big part in writing and putting this all together.
Just bringing him back Hayden Christensen was really good. You only saw his real face a couple times.
Oh, dude, can we talk about the practice duels?
That was awesome.
The practice?
Yeah. What, that's probably like right before episode 2, maybe?
Probably in between 2 and 3, I'd imagine.
I was thinking...
Well, because I didn't see the hand. Did he have the broken hand? Did he have the fake hand?
So, I don't know. I was thinking before 2, just because at the end of 2 is the start of the Clone Wars.
Right.
I don't feel like that's the time to just
be practicing,
full-fledged lightsaber battles.
Yeah. It's a little thrown off, obviously, because Hayden doesn't have any CGI on his face, but...
But I appreciate that.
It's a memory.
Yeah.
It's a memory.
It's a memory. And just the amount of lights, because when they've done that, Princess Leia in Rogue One, it was for like 5 seconds.
Right.
I feel like it would have been very difficult to do the CGI thing in a full lightsaber battle.
But they did do it on Luke.
They did, Mando. It's only when he's talking.
And it looked good on Luke, but Luke didn't get to talk a lot, too.
And it's not when he wasn't fighting anyone or anything. Yeah, yeah. Like, this was like him full-fledged fighting.
Yeah, battling, And just the views of the city. I don't think I'd seen the planet from that angle.
I would say the only time it really bothered me that like they didn't do the CGI was when they did the flashback to Third Sister getting stabbed by Anakin.
Right.
Because you could see the wrinkles.
He looks like Eminem.
Yeah.
You look like 40-year-old Eminem.
You're just like, that's not episode 3. Like,
he had he didn't even have the scar on his face.
You're like, you don't look like Episode 3 Anakin at all.
You couldn't have just copied and like taken a graph of his face.
I feel
like
that would have been very easy to do.
Yeah, but that was also a memory
for her.
So, you know, you got to give it a pass, but
I give it a pass on all of them. That's just being nitpicky.
Little Leia. Unbelievable. Like, she was awesome.
No, I loved her.
They made her, like, such a badass for being a 10-year-old. Like, and I think what?
Do you not respect the stars?
Did you just get distracted mid-thought?
There's no stars.
Oh,
you
you're looking at
the stripes?
Oh. I don't know, dude. Max decorates this place. You think I've made a single decision on where any of these things has gotten up?
The TV.
Yes. Yes, I did make a decision on the TV. So here was my schedule, okay? I watched Obi-Wan as it was released, obviously.
Yes.
And then right after that, I didn't have mixed feelings, but I was kind of like, that felt like way too long of a build-up just to get to that part that I really, really wanted to see. You know what I mean? Like,
I never felt that.
I had a small feeling like that at the beginning, that it felt like most of the show was filler. But then I watched episodes 1, 2, and 3 in about a 1 week span, watched all 3 movies, and there's so much filler in that in those movies that you just got to forget about that.
You're talking about the actual movies.
I'm talking about the actual movies.
It's tough to say episodes 1, 2, and 3. That could either mean the movie
or the TV show.
No, I
watched the movies 1, 2, and 3 in 1 week and rolled right into Obi-Wan just to feel how it flowed.
Yeah.
I didn't do that leading up to them dropping the series. But I was curious, after they dropped the series, if I watch all the movies and flow into it, how does it flow? It flew.
Yeah, I love the flow of the entire show. I would say, if anything, episode 1 was a little slow.
Of the show.
Of the show. Episode 1 of Obi-Wan the show was a little slow, but I understood it was going to be a little slow because you're trying to set this whole new setting that we really haven't been in for a while.
Yeah,
even Obi-Wan, like, we're trying to build the premise of where he is mentally
in his
after
life,
just watching every single person he was bros with die,
and he's in a bad place,
and he's cutting open a dead fish in the middle of the desert.
He's in a bad place. All the only person that he has attachment to is Luke and
Uncle Owen.
Jody Shelley does not, or excuse me, Uncle Owen does not like.
It does look like Jody Shelley.
He does not like Obi-Wan, some guy in a hood, just waiting out in the hills for his kid.
Stalking his kid.
Which you understand.
Yeah.
You naturally have to
much.
Understand. And then Obi-Wan does have those moments where he's like sitting there thinking in that first episode, like, yeah, I am being kind of creepy. Like, he's questioning his religion in a whole different way now. He's like, yeah, I am kind of a crazy dude, you know? So he really needed, he didn't want to do this whole save Leia thing, but he really needed it. And it completely changed his character, because by the end of it, he is fulfilled, and it's mostly by Princess Leia. Him saving Princess Leia absolutely fulfilled that man.
This is a great filler between him, like, being at his lowest low and showing how he gets to essentially where he's going to be in episode 4.
Which is just kind of...
Just normal Obi-Wan.
Just a go-with-the-flow kind of guy.
Yeah, just a normal... just back to being Obi-Wan.
He believes the Force again.
Yeah.
He's like, the Force is going to absolutely just take care of me. Like,
absolutely.
I don't need to worry about
and,
anything.
I mean, like, if we're talking about, like, episode one of the TV show being slow, I mean, if we're going to call a spade, episode four is slow for a good bit. The movie.
Oh, the whole first hour of the movie, nothing happens.
Yeah. Outside of Darth Vader showing up.
It takes an hour for him to meet Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Outside of Darth Vader capturing Leia in the first 5 minutes, not a whole lot happens in the movie.
Just a lot of just walking around the desert.
Yeah, the desert. So if we're talking about things having slow build-ups, that's just Star Wars.
One of the slowest build-ups of all time. So I rolled it right into Solo. I just said, all right, got to learn about this douche nugget now. He's in the mix.
Yeah. Solo was all right for me.
Great. No, it's great.
It was all right for me.
Rewatch it. It's a little... we got Leaf Guy.
Yeah, we got Leaf Guy.
Oh, my God. The Leaf Guy.
At least he's blowing him off.
He's standing right on my patio. I'm looking right at him. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. Because it doesn't have slow moments.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie.
And Donald Glover as Lando in that movie
is excellent. Is very excellent.
Han's annoying. That his character is a little bit annoying. But like he didn't become the savvy vet by just being a savvy vet all the time.
For me, I guess it's just hard, like, because it's not Harrison Ford, but you knew it was never going to be Harrison Ford, and you knew it was going to be really hard to live up to Harrison Ford's Han Solo.
Well, Ewan McGregor isn't the OG Obi-Wan guy, who I don't know. Who's the original?
Alec something. Alec Guinness.
Yeah, Alec Guinness. Nice pickup.
But we had also seen Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan previously.
Right. But not in episode one. For the people that watched
I wasn't old enough at that point.
That's what I'm saying. You're not old enough. You are old enough to see this new Han Solo guy, but somebody as a kid would be like, this Han Solo guy is pretty cool. Like, he's just going around the galaxy just swindling everybody.
But
you know what I'm saying?
You could also make the argument that we don't get that much Obi-Wan in the sequels.
In the prequels.
In the OGs.
In the
original trilogy.
I was like, we'll get there eventually. Yeah.
In the original trilogy, we don't get that much Obi-Wan, and you can also make the argument that it's such a huge time difference between the two that it was going to be different.
Well, you could say there's a huge time difference between Solo. Like, there's 10 to 12 years.
I'm not saying the guy did a bad job. I don't know.
Give it a rewatch.
I liked
it. It's a very good Star Wars movie.
I said I liked the movie.
Yeah.
I guess I like, when I just think of the standalone movies, Rogue One.
Plus, there's a little fan. There's a little fan nugget at the end of Solo.
At the end.
A pretty big one.
But I knew that watching the Clone Wars.
See, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you put yourself in a situation where now you have to... You are the Clone Wars... You taking Clone Wars over Solo in a draft?
Probably.
Wow. All right, that's
Clone
where we stand.
Clone Wars is good, man.
That's where we stand.
Clone Wars is good.
It just is that too much? That's my question. Like, watching episodes 1, 2, and 3, I kind of get enough of the Obi-Wan, Anakin dynamic.
Of the Clone Wars?
Just the three movies.
Oh.
I get enough of it. Like, it's kind of annoying, kind of brother-brother, but all, like, it has its moments, but also has its annoying moments.
There's just some...
Do I really want to watch a cartoon where it's like... feeding me that stuff, and I don't know.
I've been enjoying it a ton.
I might have to check it out then.
And then there's just some episodes where it's just all action.
Really?
Yeah. I really enjoy them.
I can't.
I really enjoyed them. I was that way for a very long time. And then I just sat down and was like, I'm going to try to get through more than three episodes and see how I really feel. And now I'm bought in.
It's just, but you talk about different dudes being different people. they don't even have the same voices, do they?
No, but
that's a huge flag for me.
I'm not worried about the voices because I know it's a cartoon, so I knew it was going to be different.
Yeah, but see, then Solo's different. So it's just we're talking about accepting differences.
Yeah, but I also said from the beginning that I liked the movie. Just for me, it wasn't one of my tops.
Right. Am I really going to commit to watching the Wars?
They're only like 25-minute episodes. Like
you that can, could be doable. Yeah,
you
that
can
could
bust
be doable.
Through them.
But now we got so many movies and shows. Like I'm kind of like, I don't feel like I need to watch it now to get my Star Wars fills.
I'm at a point where I finished Stranger Things. I finished Peaky Blinders. I finished Obi-Wan. I can now fully get into this.
Yeah. Okay. So did you start over?
Start over what?
Did you watch episodes 1 and 2 before the Clone Wars?
I told you I had done that like 4 months ago.
So what's your plan after you finish the Wars?
I got a long way to go, so I don't know yet.
Okay, all right.
Well, by then, I'm sure another Disney Plus series like Andor or something else will be out.
Is Obi-Wan bagging Padawan moms?
I haven't seen him try to get with any moms yet.
He bags somebody. He absolutely bags somebody.
Yeah, I haven't seen him try yet.
Because I saw this, I accidentally watched. Because here's the other thing, too, is I've at this point, I've kind of been spoiled on. Here's my issue with the. Luce is going nuts. Here's my issue with the Clone Wars, too, is that I know what happens. You know what I mean?
Well, you
I know
say that about the prequels.
Yeah, you can, but it's just I'm not watching all of this just to.
You could say that about Rogue One. Like we all knew they were gonna like get the plans and ship them off.
You could. Different strokes for different folks, I guess. I don't know. I just am like.
You know what I mean? Like, the Star Wars release dates were so out of place that most of the time you knew what was going to happen going into
it's the most sporadic. they just drop episodes
in
all over the timeline.
Timeline whenever they want.
And somehow they all look like they could have been filmed within 10 years because they all look good.
I don't really know. Like, was George Lucas's whole plan really release the originals and then release the prequels? Or was that just, like, something he thought of
after the fact? I think he released the originals and was like, man, I could probably do that even better. And I think the prequels was his brain at full capacity. Like,
yeah,
just absolutely cooking.
I was saying, like, his first intention wasn't, let's make this original sequel and then I'll make the prequels. I think it was an afterthought.
It was an afterthought.
Yeah.
But he tied it together perfectly.
And he nailed it.
He nailed it.
He nailed it.
He nailed it. And people are trying to keep it going, and some of them are succeeding, and some of them aren't. Just say that.
Who would you say is not succeeding?
I'd say 7, 8, 9.
I thought we were talking like just strictly Disney Plus series.
I'd say 7, 8, 9 just don't need to exist.
I'm still good with 7. I liked 7.
7 was fun.
We saw that thing like 5 times.
It was such
theaters.
A good. It was just like. And it's funny because 7, they just copied the first movie.
Yeah, they did. Well, I would say there's more action in 7.
There's so much action in 7.
There's more action in 7 than 4. 8, I'm still on the boat. I can live without 8. I can make it through 9.
I can live without half of 8.
Yeah, just give me the final Luke Kylo Ren fight.
Yeah, give me the tour around Jedi Island. I didn't mind the tour around Jedi Island. I thought it was interesting.
I can live with the huge, like, Snoke. I didn't like him dying, but I liked the scene of his whole thing. Just his whole shit blowing up.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
And then, like I said, I could make it through 9. There are points where I kind of cringe, but I can make it through.
You can survive. You can survive. All right. Brothers and sisters, dudes and dudettes, we got that's pretty much all I got. I mean, this was a beefy one. We owed it to you guys. It had been a minute since we had done some podcasting, but we're going to go hard in the fall. We're going to go hard in the paint. The Blue Jackets are going to be good this year.
Yeah. And we're going to be good this year.
Other than that,
tell your dog.
Just tell your dog.